What do you make of Hines Ward going into the coaching business now, coaching with the Jets, wide receiver position?
Man, that's a big deal.
You see that coming?
No, because a guy that's played, I think he played 14, 15 years in the NFL, you rarely see guys play that long want to get into coaching. But, you know, it's a lifestyle, and he's had time to reflect. He's tried a few different things, some media things, so I'm looking forward to see how he progresses in coaching. I mean, they do, one of the smartest players I've ever played with, so it's not like he can't do it. It's just the grind of it, you know. I'm sure he'll learn some things and get with the right people and figure out if that's really what he wanted to do, but Hines is a smart guy. He doesn't do anything without a plan.
When you watch week one of the NFL this past weekend, a lot of people were talking about the sloppy play or the slow starts or things like that. Is that mainly because of the fact that now teams have shut down playing their star players during the summer? You played a lot more than that in the summer.
Yeah, I came through at a different age.
but was it better? Was
still looking
was
young,
that smarter
though.
Or better?
No, I think it's always sloppy in the beginning to me, you know, no matter what, because you're all still trying to get to know each other. I think it's just the turnover in the league enables that sloppiness. Because there's new guys on every team. I mean, you got to figure out what's what. I mean, the only team that could really click is the team that you saw clicking, the Patriots. You saw how bad Pittsburgh looked. You think Pittsburgh's really that bad? No. It's just the team they played is more prepared, more stability within that organization. And, you know, a lot of guys, man, a lot of teams, you just don't see that. So it's
always
a curse.
I can't believe your Redskins were up 17-0 on my Eagles.
Well, they came
back. I couldn't believe
that. They came back down to earth. It's easy to surprise people. But look at that game.
Is it easy to surprise people?
Yeah, but you got to think. You got a new quarterback. You got new skill position players. I mean, I had no idea who number 17 was. Still don't. You know, so I'm still learning about
bunch
who
of
they have. Yeah, a bunch of young guys. But obviously, four quarters, man. That's why you got to play the full game.
Focusing on gratitude, relationships, innovation, and teamwork, GRIT is a motivational all-day event to be held at the Coca-Cola Roxy coming up Wednesday, September the 25th. More information, gritleadershipseries.com/Atlanta. How are the other Bailey boys doing?
They're doing great.
That fun playing with Ron? I mean, what was that like playing with your brother?
You know, I was fortunate enough to play my first 2 years with Ron, and then right after he left, Boss came in.
Right.
So there was never a level of my career that I didn't play with one of my brothers. And, you know, I'm proud to look back and say that, you know, even in the pros, I got to play with Boss 1 year. So it's been great because nobody knows me better than them. And, you know, to be able to share those moments, it was gratifying.
Special, man.
Yeah.
It's a, will we see guys have the length of career that you had much anymore? I mean, or is it just, do guys make too much money?
Well,
they don't want to put their bodies through.
Well, for one, the quarterbacks and kickers and punters, their careers are always going to be long. Running backs are always going to be
short. Buck doesn't like $3 million kickers. I'm just going to tell you.
Well, if the market says he's worth it, they got to spend that cap money. So, you know, it is what it is.
That's $3 million kickers. We're wondering just in the last segment, because Buck, being a Falcons man, wants to see them finally beat the Eagles on Sunday. So you have a few snaps in you. If Dan Quinn called, you have a few snaps because they're going to try to cover Deshaun Jackson.
I'm not. Why?
Who's going to cover Deshaun Jackson?
I covered Deshaun Jackson when he was a younger player, and that dude is still fast, and I want no parts of it.
You said he was the third fastest player this past weekend in the NFL that they were timing him, running 22 miles an hour.
I believe it.
How can you do that at that age?
It looks so effortless. I mean, he's a special player. Like I said, you can't teach that. You either got it or you don't.
If you're running 4.2, though, you were never
and nobody taught
about
me to
somebody
do that.
Running by you, right?
Nobody taught you to do it.
No, nobody
there
taught me to do it.
It wasn't form. It wasn't technique.
It was
just pure natural ability that you ran like that.
Yeah, the only time you work on that is during track season, but it really
doesn't
apply
to
football too much.
Pretty good there,
Champ, look over your left shoulder today. As fate would have it, we got the UGA Sports Management
Look at that
team in here today.
We always represent well.
Right. Man, I'm telling you.
They wanted to come see Champ Bailey.
We got Georgia folks everywhere around this place. Champ,
we wish
you the best, man, and congratulations. And gold jacket next time, please.
I would love to see that. Look, man, just come to a few games this year, dog games, and you'll see it.
There you go, gold jacket.
Champ representing, too. Got his Georgia gear on today.
Oh, yeah.
Now Hoyt, a proud University of Georgia grad, in there with all of the Georgia students. I hope they all just look right at you right now, Hoyt, and realize they could be you in like 10 years. Oh, geez. Four kids just left. They just transferred. They've entered the transfer portal.
Hoyt,
There we go. Go Dawgs.
There we go.
Got yeah, Hoyt's a legend, too.
That's the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.